And what they're doing offensively, does that present any unique challenges, or are you guys just play with our defense and against, you know, I mean, do they bring anything unique to the party, I guess?
Yeah, they have a good team. You know, with Jay Cutler, his ability to move in a pocket or get outside the pocket and, prolong plays, I think that always poses a threat. And they got a good receiver, Hester. He's excellent after the catch. They all around have a good team. You know, their offense is hitting on all cylinders. So we definitely have our hands full, but we're going to go in and just do what we normally do and play Packer defense.
Are they somewhat different than what they were, the second week of the season? Are they somewhat different a little bit?
I think so. I think they know what they want to do. I think they know how they want to attack, and they kind of stick to what they do, and they're getting really efficient at it. So, I think early on it was, here and there doing different personnel, but I think they're week 16, they are who they are.
Would you agree? Forte is kind of your classic all-around tight back. He can do a little bit of everything, and he seems to do this year especially a little bit of everything pretty well. What kind of challenges do you present?
It's always a challenge when you got to deal with the receivers and then have to deal with a receiver out of the backfield. You know, that's always something we definitely have to keep an eye out on. So, us linebackers, we mostly don't have that matchup. So we just got to be on our toes and always know where he's at, because he definitely poses a threat.
Desmond, how much fun is it leading up to a game like this with so much at stake and so much with this locker room and ups and downs? How much fun are you guys having as a team going into a game like this on National Stage?
You know, it's a fun time. We all know our backs against the wall. This is game two of our playoff stretch, and we know it's win or go home. And with the guys we have on this team, with the character, this is a game we embrace. This is kind of, the animal instinct inside all of us. We got to come fight.
What are you expecting out of the Bears? The team's already got a first round bye. What are you expecting out of these guys on Sunday?
I'm expecting their best. Once you line up in between the lines, we're already in the playoff stuff, and all that stuff don't matter. It's mano y mano. We trying to hit them in their mouth, and I'm sure they're gonna be trying to swing back. So. It's gonna be a tough game.
You lost to them earlier because you guys had 18 penalties. How important is it to keep those yellow hankies in the Empire's pocket?
Oh man, that's always important. I mean, when you're playing anybody, any game, you want to minimize the penalties, and that'll definitely help you to succeed and win it. So we definitely gotta touch up on that, make sure we don't get too many flags, and just keep playing, and keep the emotion, and keep the tie rolling.
Is it going into a game like this? They bring up the fact that they're one up on you guys already on the season. Does that weigh in on you?
We won't pay back. They got us. And, I'd be lying if I say it wasn't, we kind of didn't take it personal. It's a divisional game. They got us down in their house. Now they got to come to our house. But we definitely looking for some payback.
What are you expecting out of your house on Sunday? Play the clock on Sunday. What are you expecting?
Oh, man. It's probably going to be double that because, we all know the tradition of this game, the importance of this game, and how passionate the Packer fans, hate the Bears. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be electric.
Does it come down to the fact that these two teams just don't like each other?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just, it is what it is. It dated back before my time, and I'm just here to keep the tradition alive.
Mike McCarthy said he was asked to compare you guys on the team of the NFC. He didn't really want to compare, but he said he loves the way you're playing and can play anybody anywhere right now. Can I have that feel about this team?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, we always kind of have that mentality. We play anybody anywhere. As long as we can maintain doing what we do and play Packer football four quarters, I wouldn't worry about who we play. Yeah, a little bit, but at the same time, we set a goal back in March, as a team, no matter who's out there, and we still fight for that goal. And I guess you could say we've done a great job based on injuries, but we don't want no more victories. We want to complete our goal that we set back in March.
Yeah, we're rationalized. People ask us expecting
Right. You know, we just, whoever, next man in, whoever's in, he's just going to keep plugging in, keep fighting.
You're one of those guys that's made the role a whole lot different at the end of the year than it was. Go back to week three. Does that kind of typify this team? I mean, look around now. These are the guys who have to get it done.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Each person is an individual. You know, we all got our individual names. It's one symbol on our helmet. That's a G. The Green Bay Packers, no matter who it is, we just, you know, small parts to a bigger, you know, team. So it doesn't matter who it is. We just got to go out there and, like I say, get a win.
Individually, you did say you'd be able to do the job, though, if given the opportunity, though, as you look at the body of work so far. Do you still feel that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I definitely feel like I came in and did a good job. But, you know, we still got work to do. And I still got work to do as an individual and as a team. So, actually, this, you know, sometimes in February or March or something.
Packers are such a big thing and such a small city. How does that make it special for you? Is it easier or harder to play?
You know what? I'm not sure. I never played anywhere else, so I don't really have nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I love playing here. You know, it always kind of feel like that underdog feel. And, I feel it. I like it. You know, I like going to a game or a season, you know, kind of being the underdog, so to speak, and, you know, having our fan base, you know, with us. And, I mean, and, you know, we in a small market, but Packer fans are nationwide.
Does it feel like a college camp?
Yeah, a little bit. It does. It's just, I mean, you know, we're like the only real team, you know, the only team professionally. And so I guess that makes it for like a college town.
I mean, it's just, you know,
to watch you guys
you know what, we do a great job throughout the week preparing. You know, the game, they come out in unscouted looks, but we have a set of rules that we follow, so no matter what they do, you know, we have our rules, and me and AJ communicate it to the front guys, and, you know, communicate to the back guys, and we just communicate as a defense as a whole really well, and it helps us to be in position.